Hey, thanks for checking out the Sports Report with your host, Mr. West, which is me. And we're just going to get right into it. This is your first time joining our podcast, which is my first time joining the podcast with you listeners out there on the iTunes webpage and also Mr. West Philly at blogspot.com. How are you? So today's topic is going to be on the Philadelphia 76ers and their number two draft pick in 2010 NBA draft. So with the Washington Wizards, of course, winning the lottery, having the number one pick, and, you know, most likely, or they are going to pick John Wall, the second best player, or some people say maybe the first best player, Evan Turner, most likely is going to go to the 76ers, who has the second pick. But some things have seemed to change a bit. So, like I said before, some people, you know, think John Wall is the consensus top pick. And you see why. The NBA is sort of dominated by fast point guards, good point guard play that can get to the hole. And when you have a guy like John Wall who replicates the body of a Derrick Rose, Tyreke Evans, and things like that, you know, a lot of point guards are, you know, that's the great fit in the NBA today. You have Chris Paul, Darren Williams, like I said, Derrick Rose. You have new young point guards that came in last year, the 2009 draft, Brandon Jennings, Tyreke Evans, you know, Stephen Curry, and things like that. So point guard is definitely the way to go in the NBA. So if you have a good point guard, you know, you can have definitely a great great team to build on. But, you know, Evan Turner is more like a Brandon Roy. He can play about three different positions on the court. He can play point guard. He has definitely point guard skills, even though he's a bit turnover prone. Shooting guard skills, has a good mid-range game, has to work on his three-point game or the NBA three-point line, and can play small forward, being at 6'7", having a good body size and body type. He can definitely play all those three positions. So most people are definitely fans. I'm a fan myself. Well, I'm not really a fan, but I'm from Philadelphia, and I want to see them do good. I said, well, of course they should pick Evan Turner. You know, I like Evan Turner myself a little bit better than Wall. I like the bigger body. You know, I like you know, big two guards. And he seems like a great, you know, two guard. But then a lot of reports have been coming out, Chad Ford, some of the Philly articles, saying that how well will Evan Turner play next to Andre Iguodala, and, you know, the Sixers system. I think it will work out fine, personally. You know, Andre Iguodala's been in the league, a little while now, and never really developed, you know, a good, solid jump shot, consistent jump shot. And, you know, inside the paint, you know, mid-range game has really been lost. The presence of a mid-range game is really non-existent in the NBA right now. You see a lot of guys who have a good mid-range game, do very well in the NBA. And I believe, you know, as you can see, Turner was at Ohio State. He had a great mid-range game. He has great form on his jump shot. It's a little streaky at times, but, you know, that happens, especially when you have to do everything in the league and you shoot a lot of times. But, you know, he definitely has to work on his three-point shot. But I think, you know, Evan Turner playing a little bit of point guard, even though Drew Holiday is seems to be a good fit there, point guard, good defensive small guard. So Evan Turner, I believe, would, you know, fit in fine. You know, he can hit, you know, some of the jump shots. Have Andre Iguodala, put him at his true position, which I believe is small forward, get him out of the shooting guard spot, and, you know, have him slash to the basket, post up Andre Iguodala, and have Evan Turner sort of play off that. But some of the rumblings has been saying, you know, the Sixers are looking for a big man. Elton Brand hasn't turned out. Some people say it's the system. Some people say it's the injury that he had. Nobody really knows, but he's not playing like he did with the Clippers some years back. Spates, you know, he's an okay, solid player, but he's not really a starting power forward or center. He's kind of short. Then you have Dalembert, which, you know, in my mind, really isn't like a starting center. You'd probably be good as a backup center or play along a nice big man power forward like an Al Horford or something like that in Atlanta, which would be a good fit for him. Get up and down the court, get some blocks. Won't have to really rely on scoring and things like that. Just get some rebounds and blocks, like I said. So they're looking at the next two, I guess, sort of picks that would be in the draft is DeMarcus Cousins and Derek Favors. Now, Cousins, because of his attitude, his maybe lack of coachability, lack of really wanting to play basketball sometimes. We don't know if this is true or not, but he has he's a great hot talent as well. But people are a little afraid of that and have him slipping down in the draft, which is great for Derek Favors, even though he probably would still be in the top, you know, four regardless, as I said. He's really going up to number three spot. And the Sixers are definitely looking at Derek Favors at this time as being that great big man. He has similar size to Dwight Howard. Even though Derek Favors in college, when I watch him a lot, I didn't really see too much out of him when he was at Georgia Tech. And I'm a big Duke fan, so I watch the ACC all the time. And, you know, you saw Gami Lawal sort of getting a lot of touches and things like that. But in Georgia Tech's system, especially with Shumpert at the point guard, definitely wasn't a good fit. The coach really didn't use Derek Favors as well. So we're really not sure how great he can play, even though during high school, sometimes he was rated above, you know, guys like, you know, well, I can't think, John Wall, things like that, excuse me. And, you know, he's pretty consistent in high school. So, I mean, with the body type of Dwight, if he can play like Dwight, yeah, then maybe the Sixers might want to look at that. Also, you know, Dalembert had an awful contract. The Sixers are known for just giving out horrible contracts. You look at the Kyle Korver contract. You can look at, you know, Dalembert's contract and contracts in the past. It just makes no sense at all. For non-starting players, getting given that much money and no production is ridiculous. And that's why they had to get rid of my man, the old GM, before. Because, you know, just a lot of dumb mistakes that happened in the draft as well. So this draft, we hope it goes well. But Dalembert, you know, his contract is about to expire, so he's a good trade sort of offer that's going out there. They would love to move Elton Brand, but that's just not going to happen. So, you know, so they're looking to possibly trade Dalembert. And once you trade Dalembert, after Dalembert, you know, he's pretty much all they have. That's why they start him out there as center, because there's no other really big man you can sort of slide in there. So getting a guy like Derek Favors, especially with the big body type, I can see it working, you know, because they're going to need a solid big man in this league. So if you can get somebody to play like a Dwight Howard, which is rare, definitely rare, then that would be great. But if he turns out to be, you know, just, you know, not as a dominant player, and then you skip on Evan Turner, and Evan Turner, you know, turns out to be like a Brandon Roy, something like that, an all-star in this league, then you do have a problem. You know, it's not many big men out there, I guess, that you sort of can trade for and things like that. So I really just want to get you guys' opinions on that, and let me know who you guys think. I think they should go with Evan Turner, but I can definitely see them wanting a big man, somebody to slide in there at center, so they're definitely going to have to look for that. But knowing the Sixers, even if they get Evan Turner, it'll still be kind of hard for them to get in the playoffs. Their winning percentage isn't going to go up drastically, and maybe be some good picks next year, but you do have some good big men in this league. Also, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves are very highly on Evan Turner, so I would say maybe if I was Sixers, I would trade my draft picks to the Minnesota Timberwolves, who have the 4th and I believe the 16th draft picks. And hopefully Derek Favors will still be there. Or you can pick up DeMarcus Cousins. Like I said, I really think DeMarcus Cousins is better. You just have to, you know, try to work on his attitude. But sometimes you like a mean streak in a guy, but you don't want a guy like Rasheed Wallace, who had a good career in the NBA, but really could have been a lot better if he just dedicated himself more and, you know, stop being like the second man on the team. Stop being Robin and be Batman. But it'd be great for them to get a big man at the number 4 spot and pick up another solid player at with the other pick. So I think if the Sixers do go that route, don't use the second pick on Derek Favors. I would say trade it and get a couple more picks, and that will work out better, in my opinion. So that's pretty much going to wrap up the podcast today. Let me know how you like it. Leave comments on the bottom of the page, either on the blog, like once again, at MrWestPhilly.blogspot.com, or hopefully you should be hearing this on the iTunes podcast. And just leave me some comments down there. Give me some opinions, some things that you guys want to hear. This is all for you. I do it for you. I do it because I love sports. Once again, this is Steve Dixon, a.k.a. Mr. West Philly, signing off for the Sports Report. See you again.